Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for March 2019. This month we reach a point in the year where the day and night are of equal length, and we call this the spring or vernal equinox. This year this will happen on March the 20th at 9:58 p.m. And don't forget to put the clocks forward by 1 hour at 1 a.m. on Sunday the 24th. So starting as always with the moon, new moon this month is on the 6th, with the full moon following on the 21st of the month. The moon is far from being a nighttime only object, but towards new phase it will rise early in the morning and set early in the evening, so you'll be able to study it in daylight. Particularly on the 7th, immediately after sunset, when the moon will be a beautiful one-day-old, very thin crescent. All the major planets are putting on a show this month. Venus is a morning object low in the east, just before sunrise, especially towards the beginning of the month. Jupiter is quite well placed, fairly high up in the sky, and in the early morning around 4 a.m, particularly later in the month. Don't forget to look out for the four Galilean moons, and possibly some stripes, and even the great red spot on the surface. Saturn is also still around in the early morning, best seen around 4 a.m. at the end of the month. Saturn currently lies in the constellation of Sagittarius, which will be in the southeast at that time. The rings are now beautifully open, and it certainly lives up to its reputation as being the wow planet when you will see it up close. If you are looking at Saturn through a decent pair of binoculars or a small telescope, look out for the large satellite called Titan. Mars will be quite a good sight at the start of the month, in the evening, in the constellation of Aries, to the south-southwest. Mercury is visible towards the beginning of the month, about an hour after sunset in the west, and it will be about 7 degrees above the horizon. And at the start of the month, around the 1st or the 2nd, it is worth getting up early to see a nice line-up of Venus, Saturn and Jupiter with a young crescent moon. Look to the south-southeast at around 6 a.m. Now, there are no meteor showers worth looking at for this month, so on to constellation watching. This month we start to lose Orion, a sure sign that winter is nearly over. The zodiac constellations are the 12, or more accurately 13, constellations that the Sun appears to pass through as the Earth rotates around the Sun. This month the zodiac constellations on view are Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, which is very difficult to make out, Leo and Virgo, and these may be found in that order from west through south to east. The two bright stars either side of the overhead point are Arcturus, the bright red in the constellation of Boötes, the herdsman, in the east, and Capella in Auriga, the charioteer, in the west. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or an astronomy book or sky map, to see what else is out there and where to look for it. As always, another useful instrument is the planisphere, which will tell you what to see at any date and time of the year, and these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for this month. Listen out next month for April's highlights. Bye for now.